Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another Monday program on VBS. And it's December 21st, 2015. So we'll bring our co-host on first. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, and thanks for joining us on the Healing Highway. We are live with Ron Amatron tonight, and we're on VBS Radio Station 1. If you are just joining us and you'd like to check out Ron's website, it is creationlightship.com. You can send your questions using the chat links, which you'll find on the top of the webpage, and you can also access them through our BBS homepage. You can also find a list of all the healings that Ron offers and that we'll be talking about here tonight on the show. And if you want to bring up the images of the light being, you can find that on creationlightship.com on the right, as well as through our chat link. So there are several pictures there, and maybe we can energize the light beings for peace energy for everybody in their space. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So let's do the light beings, then we'll do the date and your situation. So light being activation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Bringing peace to you. And let's do the date today. So here we go. Clearing 12-21-2015. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. And if you had a challenging weekend or something, maybe you got frustrated because the clones weren't responding. Never know, you know. But they may think they had. So here we go. Let's clear the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Well, I wonder if it'd be interesting if, you know, we'll say you're single and a clone wanted to be with you, you know? That'd be kind of weird, I guess. A clone stalker, you know? But anyway, I guess that's you, Elizabeth.
Wow, yeah, that would be weird. I wonder if that's happened to anybody out there. Stranger things have happened. So it turns out a listener is writing to us that the winter solstice and the official calendar date of the first day of winter is December 22nd, not the 21st, as Ron already cleared. And they're wondering if you would please clear the energies of the date 12-22-2015, since 22 is a master number in Chinese numerology. And then they write, maybe the alien calendar was changed to 22 instead of the 21 for winter solstice, so it would be a double whammy to us this year.
Okay, so double whammy time. Here we go. Let's release the energy, which should be tomorrow. And depends where you're located. Maybe you're already in tomorrow. So here we go. 12-22-2015. And releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That was a little strange for me because normally I only feel like the 5 to do it or something. I felt 5 might have been okay, and I kept going. So, interesting. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that is interesting, Ron, and it's interesting to... It's a good example of what the numbers only have power if you give them power and if you are courted to them. So if this is like a big courting day for you, I'm wondering what would be the best thing to do? Just type in the date and timeline, crash it to feel better? Because I know a lot of people that number has significance, 21. I don't know if it's like a lucky number to some people or it's like the, I mean, I know it's the age you can drink in the United States, so there's like a lot of stuff on that number. So if you're feeling that, I'm wondering if you would just, in terms of the date, you would timeline crash that, but I guess if it has meaning to you, it might be like a natal barcode thing. Do you think that would be correct, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, yeah. Remember, you can also do the alien keyword for 21.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. That's also a free healing.
Yeah. But it's still attached to you through your natal chart. So, you know, a Band-Aid cure would be the keyword. But if you're going to really get it off of you to last longer, okay, then do the date 21 or maybe even 22 if you're born on the 22nd. But all these things, you know, will help you. But the natal chart is designed to help you release it from your natal chart, which is how they control you with numbers and letters. That's the real way to get rid of it. And you know, it's going to be pretty effective for you. Not that it's going to be 100%, but it will help you out immensely.
Okay, great. All right, so the next question we have received is from a listener who's asking, do the timelines connect or branch into each other, making them more powerful?
Okay, well, they can take timelines and maybe put them next to each other to cause a sequential event happening to you. It's like walking down the street, you know, you have one foot in front of the other. But they could do timelines in a sense like that and maybe even merge them all together too. And so I would say yes, that, you know, by doing anything with timelines and having multiple ones, and if they converge on each other, it could be even worse for you to get out of the mind control. So think of timelines as mind control. As you're living a life that in a sense is predetermined according to the parameters that they want to have you do. So that's kind of the way it works. Even though you think you have free choice, you do have free choice up to a point, but they gave you that free choice. And you probably can recall events in your life where you were doing something and all of a sudden you had nothing available out there to help you any further. Let's just say you're driving out, you're driving your car on a vacation, and this is a typical scenario would be it's late at night, and I won't say it's raining or snowing out, that'd be even worse, but anyway, you get a flat tire, right? And where you're driving, there's no other cars coming down the road hardly at all, maybe one every hour, we'll say, as you're in the boonies. So you get your flat tire, and you go, I'm prepared for this here, you know, I'm going to get the spare tire out, and you get it out, and sure enough, either the jack is not in your car to change it, or the tire's flat. Okay, so at this point, now you're stuck, and now you have to rely on somebody else to come down the road to maybe give you assistance, because maybe your cell phone doesn't work. Maybe the battery went dead on it, okay? So that's that type of scenario, and they didn't give you a way out of that timeline. So now you're on the timeline of misery and anxieties, okay? Now, normally, you know, if they were nice, they would give you a way out. And, you know, somebody would come maybe every 15 minutes down the road, and maybe because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to see people until maybe 6 or 7. So that's kind of the way, and you don't have any way to help yourself. So you're relying on somebody on that timeline that you're on to come, but the alien said, oh, we'll just only have one person on that timeline, which is you, and now you have a situation which we gave you. Is we gave you that flat tire, and we want to see how you suffer. So you don't really have any choice on creating, you know, your jack or, you know, whatever is going on because they didn't give it to you. Back to you.
Yeah, right. You're only dealing with the parameters that they've given to you. You can't just use your free will and free choice to create a jack out of thin air. very interesting, Ron. And I think that really illustrates the point of the timelines and how it's something you want to stay on top of in terms of timeline crashing. So moving on, I guess, the next question is about this person's wondering, could the timelines be working through the electric system?
Well, that's a good question here. What I could do is turn off the energy that the wires in your house 60 cycle frequency, which is, could be affecting you. But it's really probably the 120, because you have 60 cycles, which means up and down with two pulses, we'll say. One above the flat line, we'll say, and one below. But there's actually two frequencies, events, two energy pulses. We could use that. Two energy pulses are hitting you. So you're getting that at 120 times a second. But then there could be also harmonics of that. So let's just try something here just to see how this is working. So we'll see who's really tuned in to their body today. So we're going to first clear the two pulses, which is 120 cycles. And here we go. And if you're a newer person, cycles per second, which is what I was taught when I went to school, then they changed it over to hertz. So, but I always use CPS, cycles per second. So 20 cycles per second. Here we go. And releasing that from you, this is energy in your walls from your electrical wiring out of your outlet going to your computer, although the computer one would be DC. But going into your little adapter would be the AC. So this is the AC energy. So releasing 120 cycles from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And just see if your body is relaxing more. Now, the second harmonic of that would be double, which would be 240 cycles. Here we go. Let's release that one from you. And the harmonics normally are less intense. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. Can you clear? 7, 8, 9, 10. That's released. And now we'll do the third harmonic, which will be double the 240, which would be 480. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's released. And we'll do the next one here. Next harmonic of that would be 960. Here we go. And this should be pretty faint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, just see how that affects you. Maybe get some comments on that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, wow. That was pretty cool, and thanks for doing that. And if anybody felt anything on that, let us know via CLS questions, or you can fill out the Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form. So, yeah, I had some, felt my shoulder kind of pop there a little bit on the second one you did, Ron. Very interesting. So just to clarify, that was to turn off the energy of the 60 and 120 cycles and so on and after they've been doubled from the electrical appliances or devices in your home. Is that correct?
Yeah, because all those wires do transmit the energy.
Okay, wow.
So, they do act like antennas to the wires. And it just depends, how strong it is, is what it's transmitting. Typically, it's not too noticeable. But if you've ever been in a town where they actually had a power outage, all of a sudden you feel like you're in a different place because you're not as jittery. And, you feel calmer, which normally you never feel because you're always connected to electricity. Unless you go out into the woods someplace and there's no power lines around, then you have that sense of peace, which would be why people like to go to the mountains and things out of the area to have that peace because there's no power lines there.
Yeah, that's really true. And I know a lot of artists and writers, they have no internet, and some of them go to like cabins or programs where they have quiet space because there is too much interference that interferes with creation. So it's like if you're creating from nothing, it's kind of important that you have peace. And so I think a lot of people who are of a creative mind do that because it does kind of interfere with people who are sensitive to that. and need the piece to create. So that's really interesting. So actually, somebody sent in a testimony regarding the natal barcode removal clearing, which we had mentioned a little bit earlier in the show. And they wrote in that, I put my property parcel number on the natal barcode removal clearing and cleared it in both directions before I had to correspond with the county tax collector. Contrary to what could have happened, my outcome with the tax collector was very pleasant and in my favor, to my relief. In any case, I am glad to have this number cleared as it is a tracking number. I've never heard anyone mention it, yet it is as important to clear the home address.
Yeah, very good.
So property parcel number, very interesting, and thanks for the tip. And hopefully that will help some other people out. Because I know a lot of the times, Ron, we do have to deal with and interact with a lot of systems. And, you know, if you have to interact with a government system or a tax system or any kind of organization, sometimes the energy can be very difficult to deal with, and it can be very overwhelming. So Ron does offer several different kinds of healings to work with that and bring you back into peace. Okay, so somebody wrote in that they, by the end of the second 240 hertz clearing, energy clearing you did, they were yawning. And I think that's the one I felt most strongly, and my nose is still running from that clearing. So somebody else said, just now clearing electricity. Hello, I am at work. Yawned a lot during this clearing. Oh, boy.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think fluorescent lights, since they're being ignited by that frequency, might even transmit more of it.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, because they're transmitting that energy as they flash.
Yeah.
And light up, I should say, but, you know, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, and I know, I think a lot of places don't have them anymore because they actually reset your brain waves. Kind of like that, I don't know if the TVs do it now. I mean, I know we have like the issue with the blue light from all the tablets and the screens, and that can disrupt the circadian rhythm. But there was also with the old TVs, how they used to like flash. So you would, everyone would be like a couch potato, or they would be a vegetable because you would get almost hypnotized by this, these light pulses. It's pretty interesting, actually, and that's such a great clearing that you did for us, Ron, so thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I could do one more. Let's do the next harmonic, which would be the double, the 960, so that's, 1920. Okay, so here we go. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see if anybody felt that one. So each time that the frequency doubles, and that's the way you get harmonics.
Yeah.
And really the harmonics would be less each time, kind of like watching a ripple in water. Each time it decays less and less. And so you may not have even felt that one, but we shall see what's what.
Yeah, we'll see if we get any other comments or feedback on that. And
I'm seeing even old parcel numbers or APN numbers that you may have had in the past could also be even connected to you because you haven't got rid of it. So, you know.
That's very true.
You're being tracked, you know,
they slap a number on you as soon as you're born.
yeah. And then you're sold about 3 weeks after that to the government.
Yeah.
They have your birthday, and then you have the date that they that you were sold to them, and that's listed on your birth certificate. So if you look on your long form, you can see on the bottom what day you got put into the actual system of being a slave. When your mother signed you over, then they had to put that on that form. So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were like a wild baby born in the woods and nobody knew you were born, you could get away with, I mean, wouldn't that be crazy if there's somebody out there who there's no documentation of them? Like a lot of, I don't know where, I mean, this is so hard to, you know, it hardly ever happens anymore. But if you were like a midwife birth and you never told anybody you were pregnant and you had a child and never, you know, signed it up in a hospital, or I don't know, that would be crazy to wonder what that person's life would be like not being hooked up to any sort of system of tracking.
Yeah, very interesting. So I guess all the illegal aliens, quote-unquote, that would be coming across the borders that actually weren't born here would not have any way to get tracked.
Yeah.
Let's say I got into the system, you know, got a number.
Right. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting question because, is there a way to exist outside of the system? So, I don't know. It's just more of a rhetorical question, I suppose. But I guess getting... Go ahead, Ron.
Aliens do exist out of the system.
Yeah, they do. They created this system for us.
Yeah. They know how to use the system. So anyway, but anything else on emails?
Somebody said, thanks, our parcel number was listed right online, starting natal barcode right after the show. And thanks for reading the comments regarding the parcel number tracking. So I just wanted to say, Ron, the harmonic frequency clearing is a good one to do if you felt particularly affected by the energy clearings that Ron did. And there's also, I know we don't talk about this a lot, but the organization affiliation disconnection, which is extremely helpful, I think, when you're dealing with any kind of systems, governments, organizations, anything like that, or clubs that you've belonged to. Or maybe you had to work in the government at some point and you want to disconnect yourself from whatever agency you worked for. So those are just some clearings you can explore on your own if you feel they are necessary for you to get further peace. All right, so moving on. This is a testimonial about what we asked everyone to do last week, Ron, and it says, hi, I'm a relatively new listener to the show, and I did the requirement of going into a shop without my money or wallet. Noticed everyone's behavior was very strange. One shopper moved with almost jerky robotic motions, kept leaving her cart in the middle of the store, and wandering off before coming back to it. She seemed almost distracted to the point of annoyance with the other shoppers and employees and kept flitting around from rack to rack with no real purpose, hastily grabbing things and putting them into her cart. It was like she was totally disconnected from what she was buying. I don't think I would have noticed this type of behavior if I had been in a shopping mode myself, but since I was just observing, I felt like writing in and sharing this with the other listeners.
Interesting.
So any idea what was going on there, Ron, or just...
Boy, I just seems very interesting. I don't know.
I know. It's so hard to tell. You never know what people are doing or what programs they're running. Or what programs are running them.
Yep, that's right. You never know. What can I do a clearing on? Do you have any ideas?
Maybe I was thinking something, I don't know why, but something with the color gold, the gold energy. Is there anything you could do with that comes to you in the moment?
We could bring gold energy to people.
Okay, that would be great.
So if you have a piece of metal, anybody around, we'll turn that into gold energy with the frequency of that so you can actually feel gold. I don't think lead would be a good thing to do.
So what if you have, like, a piece of gold jewelry? Would that work?
Yeah, that would work, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so if you have a piece of gold or any other kind of metal, maybe?
Sure. Or even copper, a piece of, maybe you might have a penny on you. That would work. Cause,
sterling silver?
I could do silver for the sterling.
Okay. So we'll do gold/copper.
Okay. So you guys ready? Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do a little more energy work here. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's getting better, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, wow, very interesting. I guess maybe we'll give people a minute to get something silver, whether it's like a sterling silver or maybe a silver coin or... maybe even a quarter or a dime. I'm not sure if that would work, Ron, but we'll give everybody a minute or so to maybe write in if they were able to do that with the gold, piece of gold jewelry or something that they were wearing. And we'll give everybody a second to find something silver. And I guess we should just move on to another question here.
Okay.
And let's see. Sorry, I just lost my Yahoo here. okay, well, I for some reason my computer has frozen, and I know somebody was asking earlier if you could release needles/pins in and around the heart area. Maybe we can do that while everybody's getting their silver, if that's okay.
We'll see what we can do here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So see how people are doing with that.
Okay. Great. And somebody wrote in the FYI, coin currency has very little silver in it. Only nickels are 100% pure nickel. And somebody else wrote, maybe now after this clearing, my silver rings won't tarnish. So I guess maybe we should go ahead and do the silver clearing for everybody, since we haven't gotten any reactions to the gold yet.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's so funny. The silver felt a lot easier than the gold. A lot lighter.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, wow. Something to think about. All right, so we'll wait for some feedback on that. And if you're just joining us, Ron, do you want to just explain a little again about the silver and gold clearings and what you were doing there by clearing that energy?
We're making it, two things could have happened. We could have been taking it away from you completely. That could be used for tracking, and or the complete opposite is bringing the energy to you so you could feel the energy of gold and silver. So either one would work depending on how you would like that clearing to work for you.
Okay, great. Thanks. And someone else wrote in, and they're wondering if there could be a clearing created by you for electromagnetic frequency and dirty electricity to clear from our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if we already have something that might help with that.
Yeah, what I have on the website, whatever is there is probably all that I'll put up for that, if anything.
Okay.
It has to run through my body, and I'm not willing to take that on yet.
Yeah. So I guess maybe the harmonic frequency that we mentioned, that might be the best solution in the meantime.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So thank you for writing that in. And this another listener is asking if there is also a clearing to clear our entire DNA and maybe have it turned off.
Well, I can turn it off with a program here. So about a half an hour, we'll leave it off here. Here we go. So 1, 2, I'll count to 10 and just see how it's starting to feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And kind of feel your body now. See if it's getting lighter. And again, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Oh, okay, cool.
You feel like maybe like it did with the power being turned off around you. Remember, your whole life is the judgment that you have is being transmitted out there, just like the power companies do with the wires, and you're transmitting all that stuff out from your DNA. So, but as far as putting the clearing up to turn it off, no, I can't do that. The new clearing that we're putting up maybe a week or two, still looking at that, very possibly could help you with alien incidences that you have upon you with your DNA and RNA. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and we'll have more on that as it develops, and of course we'll definitely keep everybody posted on new clearings and announcements about new clearings. So if you're listening to the show, which Ron does four times a week, you'll be able to stay current with that. And I wanted to also mention that if anybody is not on the email list, the Plant Your Seeds of Intention for 2016 call is coming at the beginning of the new year on January 3rd, 2016. That's a special New Year's event that Ron's been doing for, I guess, the past couple of years now, where we will sample the New Year's energy and preview the upcoming Ascension energies for 2016. So it's a 4-hour live conference call, And I think you have to attend that live. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, you have to attend it live, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know if being on it absentee would give you the information. It could, but normally people write down what they sense and feel about each month.
Yeah, and sometimes people draw pictures of the energy that also includes 7 bottles of water activation, so you can get your drinking containers marked 1 through 7 ready. And if everybody wants to call in 10 minutes early, that is very helpful, and it's only $20. So you can just use the PayPal button and donate to Ron $20 to get on that call, and you'll get the information about it. So in the past, everybody that's done it has really liked it. It's one of the most popular calls. And once again, it is a 4-hour call, so you want to make sure that you have a nice, peaceful, quiet space where you can do it uninterrupted. And I always like hosting the show the week after that, because it's always so interesting, the testimonies and the feelings that people write in afterwards and describe to us. So it's always a really great call. And if there's any way you can get on it, please do so. And it's a great deal, because it's something that Ron only does once a year. Okay. So yep. I guess, go ahead, Ron.
So you need to go on the actual PayPal page for that clearing. in order to get onto it, to get the information sent to you, a donation probably won't give it to you. So you want to go on and click on it. It should be on the website, I believe. If not, it will be shortly here. But, if not, just send it to CLS Questions, too, if you happen to do a donation and you need to get the phone number and stuff. So, back to you.
Okay, great. And that's the PayPal Creation Lightship page. I think you can access that from the creationlightship.com page. I'm just checking here. Yeah, you would go to the direct link. So it would be paypal.com, donate quickly, Creation Lightship donation. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, but you may want to go to the top of the website first and go into that entry, so you're able to click on the page, which would be the one for that particular event.
Okay.
And then you'll send that information, oh, you know, on an email.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay. So, let's see, moving on here. Just wanted to announce that so everyone can plan accordingly. So somebody was asking if you could please explain what the judgment clearing does compared to the whole life emotional clearing.
Okay, the emotional clearing is with your emotional body that's contaminated because you have emotion. So it gets filled full of your emotions. Think of it as, you know, having all your buttons pushed. So think of it like one of those old typewriters, you know, on your keyboard, on your computer. So every one of those little buttons will relate to a emotional event or events. Now, that's what the emotional clearing does. The judgment body is completely different. That's a body that is holding extreme judgments that you normally have. Normally, you would have an emotion with that judgment, but this is kind of like an overflow type of energy and judgment. So everybody has judgments about things that they, you know, maybe only have a half a dozen of them or so, but that body, you know, can be pretty potent to take your life over once it gets activated. It's much stronger than the emotional ones. The emotional ones are kind of what you do every day. You wake up. Are you happy or sad when you wake up? That's one of your emotions. But, you know, the judgment one is like, you know, the phone rings and it's, say, a bill collector or something that you don't want to deal with, you know, and you're angry because they're calling you, you know, and, you know, that's, maybe that's one of your big buttons, you know. So, you know, that happened. So that's really outside of your emotions. You're reacting to it emotionally, but the judgment is what's there. And so that's where it kind of stores that extra heavy-duty punch that makes you get automatically upset. So you probably have seen people that way. It may not be as common now through generations or, you know, a lot of couple generations of people. Let's say they have them every 20 years. But in the older days, people, I think, were much more judgmental to things. So anyway, back to you. In fact, I had a boss for quite a while that was Jewish. I actually had three Jewish bosses. So, and one of them had the tattoos on him from you know the camps over there. And he hated to see people who drove Volkswagens. Okay, that was one of his judgments. And then the other people were very sensitive, because they were Jewish, and anybody that said anything bad about Jewish, anything Jewish, man, they like jump out of their skin, you know? So I don't think that the people now, since the war has, you know, been quite a while ago, really probably are not carrying on that extreme judgment of things. And so, anyway, that's...
Yeah.
So as time goes on, it kind of gets bred out of you in a sense, and you realize, yeah, it's okay, you know. But that's what happened. So back to you.
Yeah, it's kind of like people who don't buy Japanese cars because the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, also in World War II.
Yeah, I saw people who were like that.
Yep.
Remember, in the old days, if you're old enough, you know, everything was made over here. And then all of a sudden, the Japanese market started coming in. I can't exactly say when. I think if you're old enough, you remember the name of the car called a Datsun, which now is, I believe it's, Nissan, you know. But anyway, it used to be Datsun. They came out, I think, in like the middle 60s. And boy, people didn't really like that at all who were in World War II. Seeing this Japanese car on the road. I think it's probably maybe one of the original Japanese cars that was imported. I could be wrong, but boy, that was like quite something to see people driving those, and people just like being really angry. So, you know, that's like 20 years after the war. So they could have been in the war at 20, right, being drafted, we'll say, and then 20 years is 40. And all of a sudden they're seeing this coming over here. And anyway, I won't get too far into that, but yeah, that's you are correct with that, yes.
Yeah, so it is true. You don't really, I guess you don't really have that as much anymore with, like, say, you know, the younger generations, but it was a real thing for people, and they did have a lot of judgment and still do about that, you know, especially if maybe their parents served in World War II or their grandparents did. It's kind of like, I know a lot of foreign car companies, cars are actually made here, so you kind of have to look at it differently now, but at the time it was a serious thing for people, and they did have a lot of judgment about that. I'm wondering if also, Ron, this clearing would work on, say, since we're talking about it, like judgments you have about yourself.
Yeah, that could also be there. I'll do a judgment clearing for one item that you may have. Maybe you're one of those people that, you know, at the time, a long time ago, didn't want to see, they wanted to buy American, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're seeing a product from another country coming over here, and, you know, and then maybe you found out that, you know, you went out and, you know, you bought your Zenith TV set, and that, the whole thing was that it's handcrafted by you know, Americans, made in America. Then you found out that what you bought was the Zenith, a little sticker on it, and it was made over in Japan. That made a lot of people upset, too, but maybe you have that judgment still in you.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I have to interrupt you because a lot of companies do that. You know, there's this, I think it's called like something of Maine, like a blueberries or something, and then you look at the back and it's like a product of another country, but it's like marketed and made to look like it's this sort of like down-home American brand. So it's kind of like tricking you into thinking that you're getting something like handmade and handcrafted, but it's actually made in a foreign country.
A long time ago they had it. They made their town called USA. And so whatever they had in that town, like you say, it was made in the USA.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll skip that. So here we go. Think of one of your judgments. Maybe you have one of those old ones here. And it's still lingering, but maybe we pushed your button, so all of a sudden now you're thinking about that Japanese car back then, you know, that you didn't like, or German car, or whatever. So here we go. Bring that up. We'll do you a favor and get rid of it. Here we go. So one, two, three. This is heavy. Wow.
Wow, four. Yeah. Surprising.
Yeah. This is great. Now you guys know what you need to get rid of. You're probably saving 10 years of your life right now.
I know.
You know, it's older. One, hopefully with less pain. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, boy, two, three, four, well, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Back to you.
Oh my gosh, Ron. Yeah, I'm really yawning here. Oh, wow. So many great sample clearings that you've done tonight. It's a really awesome show, and I know everyone appreciates them. I had thought of something while you were doing that, and I know what it was. We got it. It's so funny. You're co-hosting because you have to, like, switch back and forth between being in the now and then, like, having to read and... Sorry, guys. Sometimes I get a little, like, spaced out when... Well, I guess I don't get spaced out. I get here in the now when Ron's doing the clearings. So somebody wrote in about the gold clearing, and they said that they had a gold ring on and were wearing it while you were doing the clearing, and they took it off and noticed that they could still feel it on their finger even though they were no longer wearing it.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know what to say about that one. That's kind of unique.
Yeah, so it's because I guess it was maybe they were, you were bringing the energy to them.
Yeah, could have, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, very interesting. Somebody else said, I drove a Datsun car, and can we get a courting/judgment? I love it. Small car, good on gas. Maybe I was hooked up. So maybe they're saying they were hooked up to this this judgment or this this love for this car that they used to have, this nostalgia or something for the Datsun. Very interesting. That's a whole other way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll do a clearing. So you have to describe your own clearing for this year. You want to have cleared. This is your choice. And here we go. So just think of how you want this clearing to work for you. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Oh, my gosh. This is quite the show tonight. I'm surprised we haven't gotten any more testimonials. Maybe it's just me. It could be the first ones you did about with the energy, the cycles per second, and the all the healings that you did at the top of the hour. So, let's see.
I think you did mention that earlier what's happening, okay? And people listening may also feel the same thing. So maybe the AC current that you're used to having for your whole life, remember, you're born into a society which has electricity in your house, your walls, your work, everywhere, right? And so you're being controlled by that energy. So I guess the next question would be sort of maybe one of those timers that we had for clearing this stuff earlier was, can the aliens attach an energy to the power line, the grid system, if you would, power grid system, and transmit it to every house? I think that would be a little more complicated since you have transformers, because those are actually isolation devices, so it may not actually work that way typically, but it could. So, yes, that they could probably transmit stuff that way to you. I don't know how that would be done, but I guess it could be possible. But aside from that, you're used to it, and now we took it away, which means that you're maybe thinking freer, clearer, because the energies that used to be connected to you is no longer there. So when you get into peace, when you're in true peace, like Elizabeth was saying, trying to work from being in the now, going back into time and back and forth, back and forth, well, all of a sudden when you become in peace, and so we eliminated part of that energy making you not in peace, all of a sudden your vocabulary kind of like goes out the window because you're not hooked into timelines. So now you know how I have to be. I have to come into the timelines in order to talk. And so it's a little more complicated. Probably for me, I'm used to it now. But it's quite interesting to perceive both ends of the stick, we'll say. So back to you.
Yes, it's very much like that tonight, Ron, exactly as you described. And it's funny that as soon as all of these energies get taken away, how peaceful and relaxed you feel. And I feel like my voice even drops a little bit. Wow. So somebody else is asking, are there any healings to help with weight loss?
Huh.
And the first thing that came to my mind was entities, but could be something else going on there too, Ron. Any ideas on that?
Yeah, it could be entities. So you lost. Well, that's interesting because it's actually another way of looking at it. So taking that sort of literally, you lost your weight. So why do you want to find it?
Right.
Well, weight lost. Well, okay. Now, okay, so here we go. Wow. Here we go. Let's see what we can do. We could attempt to take away the frequency of weight. Let's just try that, since we took away the frequency of transmissions of energy. And also overseas, other countries or some countries have 50 cycles instead of 60. And that's interesting, too, why they would change that. I heard someplace that 60 cycles is more detrimental to the body than 50, but I can't swear to that at all or even know if it's factual, but that's what I heard. But anyway, here we go. Let's release the energy on weight itself, because you have weight. So here we go. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. Nine and ten. So, remember, wait, you know, you have the word that you're waiting for somebody, so that's a wait. And then you have the physical wait, which is spelled different. Let's do this one again. We'll do this for the waiting, okay, wait energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. Interesting, I'm only going up to eight and stopping. That's the second time. And nine and ten. Okay. Maybe this is one of those things about like the pray and pray energies, you know? Here we go. So it looks like it's time for our show to end. It's almost straight up on the hour. And let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So we can continue on with these questions next show. Here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, stuff them into your heart. Here we go. Dropping down 10987654321 and 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, everybody. Enjoy the evening, and we'll see you later. Bye.